Municipal elections are going on now through April 4th with 12 candidates for mayor and 13 for city council. How can you find out where they all stand so you can vote your values and make your vote count? Well, Church's Voter Guides is back, and their new guide is out for the spring elections. And we welcome back the founder and director, Chaim Goldman. Chaim, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it, as always. I know how busy it is for you. We've talked about the voter guides in the past. Tell us about this new guide.
Hey, Dan, thanks. And thanks for having me back on. Well, this is really exciting. You know, the election season never really ends.
Right.
And so we're constantly going. This new one is for the mayoral and the city council election, specifically here in municipal Colorado Springs. And this is a big election for us right now. You know, mayor and four seats on the city council, because one of the districts that normally doesn't run at this time, there's a vacated seat. So we're voting in 4 out of 9 city council members and our mayor, and the field is enormous with John Souther's term limited. There are 12 people running for the election, and this is really where Church Voter Guides shines, you know, in sort of off-year elections, local elections, where a lot of people run, a lot of people who've never run before. They have no voting record. You can't even find out anything about them. And so what we do at Church Voter Guides, as always, is, you know, we're not endorsing or opposing any candidates. That's what makes us nonpartisan, what makes us 501c3 compliant, why we can be distributed in churches, is we ask the candidates a variety of questions, give them up to 120 words per answer, and we publish exactly what they send in. So, you know, you actually hear directly from the candidates. We don't even fix typos. So that's our standard. But this time around, with all the candidates and people really wondering who they are, that's what's new.
What's interesting is I can't believe it's been 2 years. You and I talked about the first one, so it's now 2 years going.
Yes,
and
city council 2 years ago, yep.
What have you learned about the experience running this local grassroots organization?
Well, it's that you know, most people aren't interested in what's going on in politics until like the day they go to vote. You know,
yeah.
Most people are checked out, and this is why, if you know, it's saying in this election about 40% of the electorate will vote, but about 95% will complain. You know, and people really need to get involved and be part of it, and understand that elections start years ahead of time in some cases, and that it's, you know, constant, and that the local side of it, which doesn't get a lot of attention, and we tend to check out of, really is where we have the most power, the most control. We know the candidates. We see them, right? They're in the supermarkets. They're out and about. We can, and they affect our lives more than anything else. So what I've learned is elections never end, and we need to be involved in them. And two, how hard it is to get people to understand that, and that it's not just about voting, but it's about being involved in this civic process all the time. And I know we're all busy, folks, but I know we want to hold on to our country,
yeah,
too, and retain our freedoms, and so get involved. And thirdly, it's that, you know, these candidates, whether I personally agree with them or not, doesn't matter. We journalistically just report in there, but they're really good people, in that they're willing to do something and get out there, and that all of them, you know, whether you agree with them or not, are really putting themselves out there, and that's really hard. And so I have a great respect for all the candidates.
How have people,
and I've gotten to know most of them.
How have people been receiving the Church's Voter Guide? And from what I understand, you're not only just doing this in Colorado, but you're thinking about doing this across the country. Is that right?
Yeah, and we haven't actually, just to make sure that people know, we haven't given out the URL. It's Church Voter Guide, singular on church, singular on voter, plural on guides. .org, Church Voter Guides, and all of our guides are online. We don't print them out. We print out these business cards that people hand out around town, and that's how we get the word out. But people can go on there and get a mobile-friendly version, get a PDF version that they can print out if they like. But what we've learned is how to do them on the local level. And so, of course, people are contacting us saying, when will you do them in my county? And we say, we won't. But we'll train you to do it. And so we've already started training people in Colorado, outside of Colorado, even over a year ago, out in Tennessee, a group took our model. It's sort of franchise in,
yeah,
a way. But we're training people to say, look, you can't do this nationally on the local level. You know your issues, what questions you want to ask. You know how to get to the candidates, because, boy, candidates are busy. And we have a very good response rate, only because we dog them. We write them and text them and call them and say, get in the guide. candidate. And this is the success is being on the local level. So, training people. We want to see these in all, 3,200 counties around the United States, because more than anything else, it's about activating the electorate and also the church, which is specifically why we say church voter guides, is because we're 501c3 friendly. We don't support or oppose any candidates. So churches, which generally stay away from this kind of stuff, are accepting and bring us in. But it's about getting individual people to say, you know what, I'm just a small, a person like me, or a small group can actually make an impact. And after 2 years, especially in an off year when there aren't a lot of voter guides out there, we're getting a lot of play. A lot of people are promoting us. And we would ask everybody out there, use the guide, churchvoterguides.org. Before you vote, vote your values, and please share it as a grassroots organization. That's the main way we get the word out.
No doubt. Church Voter Guides. Make sure you put the S at the end of the guide. So guides. And make sure you vote by April 4th. Chaim, thanks for the time. As always, we'll look forward to talking to you as we get closer to the election.
Wonderful, Dan. Appreciate you much.
It is our pleasure.